As it stands, two federal judges are forcing the Trump administration to continue issuing renewals for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, commonly known as DACA.
DACA is still in place. People can still continue to renew their DACA. So anybody whose DACA is going to expire from 6 to 7 months, we're encouraging them to apply for renewal.
That's Sarai Espinosa Salamanca, founder of Dreamers Roadmap, a nonprofit app that helps undocumented students find scholarships to go to college.
There is no way to apply as a new applicant for DACA, unfortunately, nor can you apply for advanced parole anymore, even if you have DACA.
Advanced parole allowed DACA recipients to leave the country for humanitarian reasons, work, or educational purposes. More importantly, it gave immigrant youth with an unauthorized entry into the United States the opportunity to have a legal entry, which allows for more easily adjusted status.
For me, I didn't really encounter any struggles until obviously I kind of went through the door by door, kind of like, oh, you don't have a social, oh, you don't have a work permit, oh, you can't get a driver's license. And so I had to kind of hustle, right, and find jobs that would pay me cash. And I would have to tell them my situation, which was always really hard.
For Sarai, who came to this country when she was 4 years old, the issue of DACA is deeply personal.
And even with DACA, it was still kind of like weird, you know, it's like from one day to the next, now you have that opportunity to work anywhere. It was amazing, but it made me appreciate so much more the privileges that we have as residents and as citizens of this country, because so many people in this country from around the world as immigrants kind of have that hunger to just have that opportunity to be able to get a job. And you can't, right? You have to go through all these loops and holes to get a job, to get to college, to pay for college. You have to pay everything cash because nobody can help you. I cleaned houses, I walked people's dogs, I ironed people's clothes, whatever I could do to get cash to pay my studies and survive.
DACA was created by the Obama administration to offer temporary protection for hundreds of thousands of young immigrants unable to legally participate in the country that had raised them.
Kind of how I see DACA, I see it like a Band-Aid on the wound. We've been trying to fight for the DREAM Act since 2001, and that's permanent solution. That's a pathway to citizenship. And DACA is just a Band-Aid because DACA is only a 2-year permit. So every year and a half, you have to renew. And if you kind of got into any trouble with the law, you no longer qualify. I know several people who didn't apply to DACA at all, even though they qualified, because they knew the risk that came with it, right? Which I feel like all of us in the back of our mind, we knew like there's a risk. If this ever ends, the government kind of has everything. They know where we live. They know where we work. But yeah, a lot of people didn't apply for that fear because we knew, we were conscious when we applied that this was going to kind of be in the hands of the next guy. And we had no idea that the next guy was going to be this guy. And now it's looking pretty dark for a lot of people.
In January, the president proposed a path to citizenship for 1.8 million young immigrants in exchange for $25 billion towards border security and new restrictions on legal immigration. The Senate rejected it.
And now we just kind of hope that Congress passes a more permanent solution, and that's a clean DREAM Act for people who are just kind of in this limbo, who have been here their whole lives and deserve that opportunity to finally live and just not live every day with the fear like I'm going to walk out and I'm not going to come back and see my children. No human being should walk out of their house with that fear.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.